Om Shanti. This is still Sister Judy and Sister Tanya. So lovely to have you join. Does everyone have the journal? No. We do have more copies, so please put up your hand, and it looks like Sri Ram is going to help us. You have to keep your hand up until it arrives, so good exercise. Keep it up, keep it up. It's coming, it's coming. You can, I have no authority whatsoever. I bow to the... Oh, look at that. It's a generous day, a lucky day. They're really beautiful, so I can understand. Keep those hands up. It's coming. It's really coming. He's going the long way. And while they're being writing implement handy, we're going to start with a very simple writing exercise. I'm actually going to use my finger, so don't worry if you don't have a pen. So I'm not sure who was able to join yesterday. No worries if not. No worries, but just a quick summary. It was about heart opening. So again, the intention of maybe moving a little bit into the heart, not just coming from the head. Is translation okay? It's okay? Great. So somewhat continuing with that idea. And just taking a moment now to reflect, what is the point of this journal? Sometimes we just sort of start doing things because we're used to doing things. But what is the point of this journal? I know some of you just got it for the first time. So a general question, what is the point of any resource Baba gives to us? What is the point of any resource Baba gives to us? So I'm not just going through the motions, but I'm able to take full benefit from anything Baba provides. And one of the things we're seeing and hungering for, and he's talked about in Murli's, that we know, we listen to, we speak about, we even believe deeply, but we don't necessarily move along according to. Does that sound familiar? So there's a gap. And we fill that gap through we need to experience. So he's providing resources so that we can actually experience. So that's the intention. If this is useful for you to get to unlock the experience, wonderful, again from the heart. So we're going to start with a very simple exercise. And this exercise is to reveal the most basic formula of art. Because this is all about my art, your own art of the dharana of love. Whether it's movement or voice or visual art or spoken word, any form of what we classically understand as art, creativity, follows the same formula, and you're going to experience it right now. But we need to move along together. I know you're going to want to rush ahead because we like to do things, but just sort of slow down. What we're going to do is we're going to, don't do it yet, I'm just notifying you, we're going to draw a star anywhere in your journal. It could be the beginning again, which you used yesterday. Don't do it yet. Just be aware that's what's going to happen. Is that okay? We're going to draw a star. So make sure you have an available place to draw it. And I'm going to use my finger. I don't have a pen, but maybe you have a pen. Don't do anything yet. Just get ready. Are you ready? We have equipment. I have a finger. I have a piece of paper. I'm going to use the air, actually. Okay. We're going to begin to draw the star, but really slowly. Okay? Are you ready? Because I want you to make note of the first thing you do when you draw this star. So take the pen or paper and finger, whatever, and just place it on the surface. Don't do anything else. Just place it on the surface. Make contact between the pen and the paper. That's it. Have you made contact? Yes? You're there? Take note of this moment. This is the starting point of all creativity. Everything starts from a point. So that point, from there, I can draw a line. Go ahead, draw your star. Go ahead, draw your star. But the most important was that point. Nothing happens without that point of origin. For those who took geometry, you know this, right? There is no line, there is no ray, there is no shape. It all starts from a point, and it's made up of points. The same with movement, it starts from stillness. Music starts from silence. So this foundation of creativity is the most interesting thing. And this is based on what Baba does. He starts from a point. Until I have the point, there is no creativity. Does that make sense? Super important when using one of Baba's resources. He often will say, if you are not soul conscious, you will not understand the Murli. If I'm not in that point form, which is a form of absolute freedom, if I'm not in that point form, I can't understand what he's saying. I will hear the words, but I won't get the message. Does that make sense? So the same thing, if I'm processing or trying to make meaning of any resource Baba provides, including this journal, being able to start at the point will help me to get the point, to make it meaningful, if you will. So today, I was thinking a lot about a section of the journal, which is Tyag, Tapasya, Seva. And then we had a beautiful class on renunciation. How many were able to hear the class on renunciation with Mohini Didi? And was there anything that was said in that class that really touched your heart? You won't have to make any effort to remember if it really touched your heart. If it touched your heart, it's already there. If it didn't, you're probably sitting there working from the head, trying to remember. You didn't get the point. Right? Like, there's something that really touched my heart. It said, you know, when there is the seed of true renunciation that Brahma Baba had, and explained what that was, true renunciation is when you use everything in a worthwhile way for Baba's task. Because of the seed of true renunciation, which was started so small, this is the fruit that we are all enjoying. That touched my heart, that point. I got the meaning of that point. And it really filled the space of my heart. So this is the idea of using this journal, is I want to be in that point state, a spiritual state. I don't want this to be just something in my head. I want it to be something that fills the heart, that I experience. And we talked about heart opening yesterday. Soul consciousness is the most powerful form of opening the heart. Soul consciousness. This is why Baba says, if you want to receive the Murli, my love letter, you will have to be in the point form. So the same with his resources. For this really to help me to progress, I need to have open heart, point form. So to explore this idea a little further, Sister Tanya is going to take over. We'll pass the baton.
Thank you, Judy Ben. So we're going to explore a little bit what we did yesterday. And although Baba tells us to come into that point form in a second, that form of liberation and liberation in life in a second, we're going to take a little bit longer, because sometimes it's nice to go step by step from where we often are, where we often find ourselves, which is in a state of expansion, the opposite of the point form, but where the heart is more limited, yeah, because we're everywhere and affected often by everything. We're going to go step by step from that to the essence. Yeah, and we're going to do it in a way where we're using the power of the soul to make that journey. And perhaps you can see this as a way you can very, if you will, step by step, take yourself into a very, very powerful stage of creativity, of open heart. So sitting as you are, you're already good. I'll just invite you to just place your feet flat on the ground and rest the palms of your hands on your thighs. So even though we're starting at a more gross level with the body, everything we're going to do is I, the soul, using my power of consciousness to move from a state of, if you will, caring for the body, freeing the body, to freeing myself and becoming that point seated on its throne. So just becoming aware of where you are right now. And you're going to send your awareness, start to direct it. And the first thing you're going to do is direct your awareness towards the bottoms of your feet. For many of you, that's in your shoes. So becoming aware of that sensation of the bottoms of your feet. And perhaps noticing that you might be aware of one foot more than the other. And just noticing, observing that difference. And as the same time that you are experiencing that sensation, the energy of you, the soul, is being directed towards your feet, bringing life and energy to your body. And you may experience it as like a slight vibration or tingling in your feet. And that's then going to move up the legs to where your hands, the palms of your hands, are resting on your thighs. And it's like you're adding that to the sensation of the feet. Now aware of the palms of your hands on your thighs, and again, you may notice a difference of feeling one palm or aware of one palm more than the other. And at the same time, you are directing the consciousness, that energy, towards the palms of your hands. And that energy may begin to move into your arms. And so from there, coming into the torso and the back of your body in contact with the back of the chair, the back of your ribs. And it's like you're looking for, you're invoking the movement of the breath into the rib cage. Because for most of us, that movement will be only in the belly of the body. But I'll invite you to start to direct the movement of that breath into your ribs that are in contact with the back of the chair. And so you're feeling the breath gently pressing the rib cage into the back of the chair, but still also aware of the palms of your hands and the bottoms of your feet. And that awareness is directing energy to your body at the same time that you are experiencing the sensation of your feet, your hands, your arms, your legs, your ribs. So that energy of your awareness coming from you, the soul, is becoming more amplified as you use it and direct it. It's like you're waking it up, exercising it. And now, with a light touch, you're going to bring that awareness up into your head, becoming aware of your face like a mask, the lips, the cheeks, the nose, and then coming up to the eyes and resting the awareness there in your seeing, in your drishti, that very subtle activity of the soul, I the soul, seeing through the windows of these eyes. And just through positioning the awareness there in the two eyes of this body, very naturally that awareness, that energy begins to become centered and concentrated on that third eye, the eye that is I, the soul, in the center of the forehead. And so from a more gross awareness of the body, I have now brought all of that energy of my consciousness very naturally, very easily, to my drishti and to that third eye. And I gently hold it there with all the gentleness and subtlety of I, the soul. And as I hold it there, it's as if I, the soul, become more alive, more vibrant. Wherever I direct the energy of my consciousness, I give life and vitality, and that energy is now focused on myself, the soul. And it's as if the light of the soul is becoming stronger, more radiant, more vibrant, filling my drishti with light, filling my mind, my consciousness with light. But all from that tiny concentrated point of living energy that is I, the soul. And it feels like so much potential for creativity, for loving expression is now available to me. And in this subtle space of concentrated light, of soul consciousness, I now direct my body to gently position the shoulder blades against the back of the chair, so that I have to open up the front of my body a little bit more, so that I'm really leaning back onto those shoulder blades, and I may feel that my back has come away from the back of the chair. But the feeling is that I am guiding and encouraging that space where the physical heart sits in this body to become more open and more free. That I'm allowing and guiding my body into its more ideal alignment, where it can feel more alive, open, well. And this act of simple care nourishes me, and it helps to settle that account that I have with the body. And in this state of openness and freedom, the body will let me go, allowing me to fully enter into that spiritual connection in that subtle space with Baba, Soul to Supreme Soul. And from that, loving yoga where I can receive the purity of Baba's presence, nourishing my own come into the awareness of how unlimited I am, the spiritual heart that I am. And how in this state of simplicity, of I, the soul, in yoga with the Supreme, everything is now available to me. Anything I need to understand, anything I want to know more deeply, any point of knowledge I want to become the embodiment of, anything I want to let go of, and to feel within me such a capacity for limitless love, as if from me now radiates an energy of peace. pure benevolence that can hold the entire world. That I am now created in Baba's image. Concentrated point of limitless love. And whatever I want to experience, whatever reflection I may be guided to by this journal that Baba has given me, newness, openness, all is now available to me. I am free to express, to experience. Om Shanti.
We, of course, want to stay in this stage. Can you imagine creating a piece of pottery or a beautiful painting, and the next second you destroy it? We would like to continue to enjoy the creation. It's a very basic principle of Baba's, that creativity comes from purity. So even using a creative journal to take full benefit, I need to be able to move into the stage of being free, detached, pure, soul conscious. It is said that at one end of the spectrum is love. What's at the other end of the spectrum? Does anyone know? Love? Attachment? Fear? Beautiful. All of that is at the other end, isn't it? But a big one is ego. Where there is ego, there can't really be love. And when there is love, there will be no ego. Ego blocks creativity or newness. In fact, creativity is described as being original. And Baba says there's nothing new. So what we're trying to create is our original state. Ego will do everything to block that. Ego is a product of thinking I'm the body. So if I really want a resource to inspire that newness or originality or restoration of my original stage, I'm going to have to be free. I'll have to be in that very pure state, pure consciousness. I'm a soul. I was very pulled to the section because of today on Tyag, Tapasya, Seva. So Are you open to doing a little exercise on that topic? And again, you can have a blank page in that section or at the back of your journal ready for you to create on if you choose. I use words a lot in creativity. Yeah, page 40 says 42, but I think, no, 28, thank you. So you can use anything you want, shapes, squiggles, words, images. It's all going to start from a point anyways. So having a blank page in that section or the back of the book, there's excellent extracts on the topic, but we got a lot today in the class. So we're going to have a little reflection to take us through that journey, if you will. And at the end, you'll be prompted, if you choose, to apply those feelings, thoughts, impressions to paper in any way you want. And don't worry if the lights go red or we disappear. Continue with your creation as long as you would like, as long as you would like. Is that okay if we experiment together? All right. So returning to that beautiful state Sister Tanya took us in, very heart open. Sometimes we sit like this and we're a breath away from unconsciousness. So back into that heart-opening state, so the back of the body gently resting on the back of the chair. And that feeling, is everything okay? Wait a moment. We're okay? Do you need anything? We're okay? I know Mohini Didi was praising the Vietnam family today because it's such an incredible large group this turn. So congratulations, congratulations. Really so inspiring to see. That's a heart opener for me. So sitting comfortably, and with one thought, I create that feeling of being completely alone in this space. No one's watching me, and I have no interest to look at anyone else. I am alone with my own company, giving myself 100% of my attention. So it's very easy to come inside into my own inner art studio inside. I, the creator, the observer, the thinker, I come inside and filling the space of that inner studio is a canvas. A canvas that is so often completely covered with a jumble, a of different ideas, impressions, memories. So much expansion, so much busyness, so often covers this canvas, such that it does not serve my spiritual development. But then Baba comes, and with just a single point, he has the power to clear that canvas. He reminds me, you're an actor. It's just a play. None of those props belong to you. They never had, they never will. Nothing here belongs to you. Not even that costume. Everyone around you is a fellow actor. Such a simple point cleans the canvas, makes it pure, white. I am ready. This act of letting go of illusion. Renunciation. Now tapasya can begin. Baba says, you are a point. And a single jewel of light appears, emerges in the center of the canvas. Me. Such a relief. To the mind and heart. Just that single spark of living light that is me. On the canvas. And then Baba says, you are my heir. You are my child. You have the same capacities as me. The same virtues. The same powers, the same wisdom, the same heart. And magically, this beautiful masterpiece starts to spread out, radiating from me to cover that entire canvas. I am just a witness, marveling at the wonder of the self, this masterpiece emerging from me. The first soul it serves is myself, intoxicated by the wonder, the beauty of the self. And as that intoxication fills my heart, the feelings that radiate out into the world quietly serves others. Let me see if I can, in some way, transfer that masterpiece I've witnessed inside onto this physical paper in front of me. Letting my hand move freely. No ego, no thoughts of, I'm not sure, just letting it flow. Om Shanti. So this is your time to create on a page in your journal whatever you experienced inside. Please feel free to continue internally or creating something externally, whatever is most useful to you. Tanya and I are going to float away, but you're free to stay and continue to reflect and use this journal in whatever way is useful for you. Don't feel you need to go in order. Don't feel you need to use it all. Use what's useful. It's packed with treasures. But again, how can this resource of Baba's serve you?
So thank you for joining us today and or yesterday. And do also give yourself the opportunity of creating from that place of newness of the original, by taking the time to really align yourself and come into that very pure consciousness where all creativity begins. All the best. Take care. Om Shanti.